Maybe if she still had Lanithia's Lounge, then we could go visit her.
And girl, you can borrow one of our mics if you want.
Pull up at the crib. Yeah.
We have a few listeners that would be very interested in hearing from you.
I'll produce you.
For free.
I mean, you gotta do a little something. You used to work at Cheetah. Yeah. You gotta do a little something.
Man's got talent. Let him sell it.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
What episode is this? Come on now. Come on. Let's get this tea going.
Episode 68.
Bring the energy, bring the fun. Here we are on, what is it, a Wednesday? Is that where we are in the week?
You sounded so frustrated when you said that. 68.
You felt like it was hump day for sure.
This week won't end.
Yeah, not our normal Sunday mornings.
We do love those. Those are so pleasant. The, like, coffee... Hang out. I mean, I did bring champagne.
And I brought the coffee.
There you go.
Got all the things.
Yeah, I drink coffee 24/7, but...
He does.
I don't think they're here for that. They're here for this tea.
This tea.
You didn't see Ariana on Dancing with the Stars?
I saw clips of Ariana on Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
Didn't she look good?
She did. She had on her reunion dress.
The red bandage dress.
Mm-hmm. What? I didn't notice that.
Well, it was like a dance version.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. But I didn't see. I assume she's still on it. I am not watching.
I haven't paid attention. Yeah. That has never been a show I've watched. Look, neither. You don't know either.
It's not a draw for me. Ariana's not a draw for me to get me to watch that show.
Mauricio is also on it. That's true. We got two Bravo celebrities on this one, actually.
We do.
I could care still, literally couldn't care less still about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I have nothing. I have no.
Was there ever a moment in your life that you were gripped by a competition talent series?
Talent. Yeah. American Idol.
Were you?
Like the year 2000, the year of our Lord 2000, 2001.
Ruben Studdard or Kelly.
Are you kidding? Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson, why am I blanking
Ruben Studdard, on Fantasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Sparks.
Carrie Underwood.
Kelly Pickler.
Was she on American Idol?
She was.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, you're right. She was.
I'm shooting, baby.
She didn't win. She probably got, like, dropped, like, I don't know, like, definitely within the top 10, but.
That old man from Georgia.
Somehow she picked it out. That old man
from Georgia. Yeah, the one with the gray hair. What was his name?
Oh, he was from Birmingham.
Close enough.
Taylor something?
Hicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, he was always kind of creepy to me.
So yes, I have been gripped creepy by a competition talent show before.
Yeah, okay.
Mine was what was the show with the Jabberwockies?
Oh, that dance competition show.
Yeah, on MTV. You think you can dance? Is that it? No,
it was an MTV version.
Yeah, that's the only dancing show I'm watching.
That was good.
A dance show, or just that dance?
That
show?
Was just like that one. MTV in its heyday.
Yeah,
I watched The Voice for like. An early couple seasons, maybe. I think I got into that for a little bit because it was kind of interesting. The turnaround. There's a moment of suspense and excitement about it that was like kind of fun. And then I couldn't have really cared. And then I worked on what's the Jennifer Lopez dancing World of Dance.
Mm.
Did a couple seasons on that. So I didn't really watch the show, but I would attend tapings of the show sometimes.
Okay.
Just to smell Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh. As one should.
She has a very unique, like, it's just, and you smell it from many feet away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've worked with her a lot. Not her directly, but like, I'm not that cool, but within her proximity.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a good way to just say that NSYNC is maybe going on tour.
Yeah, you bought the record.
I sure did. Yeah,
I was jealous.
I bought the OG debut album on vinyl.
Da, da, da.
I want you back. Da, da, da.
I love that all I had to do was just out of tune, off key, basically hum three notes, and Brie was able to complete my thought, my feeling, my emotion, all of that.
There's no official announcement, but they can't have been doing all of this press just because they have that new song on the Trolls album.
We can't keep talking about this.
Why not?
Why?
Like, I know we're a Bravo podcast, and as much as I don't want to talk Bravo, we can't keep talking about NSYNC every week. Like,
did we talk about NSYNC before?
We did. Just last week.
Oh, then don't put it in. Then let's take it out. Fuck, I didn't know. I forgot.
No, but I don't know that we fully... It's fine. Fine.
I get it. I know y'all love them. Fine. I know y'all love them.
We'll retract any statement, thoughts, or feelings about it. We'll just continue to say we are very excited. And I think it's taking form in a residency in Vegas.
Oh, see, now that would be interesting.
Yeah, that's where I think that this is heading. Oh. I think if they're smart about it, they've watched Adele. They've watched others go
Britney,
in there. Britney. Usher. And make good cash money and have a very stable life for, like, whatever period of time that they're contracted for. And, like, it would... Are you kidding me? The Britney Spears show, I went for a friend's bachelorette to Las Vegas when I was like 24, 25 years old. And we went to go see the Britney show. When I say that my soul like jolted with how much like nostalgia and feels coursed through my body in one given like hour and a half time span, there was nothing comparable to it. And to just know that that experience could happen again in a different way.
Well.
Ooh, chills. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? Is it?
Yeah, it feels naughty.
let it be known.
Speaking of residencies, and it's kind of on topic. It was on my Around the Room for this week. Have you guys seen the videos from the U2 concert in the new Sphere in Las Vegas?
Yes. I had actually some people that I know that worked on that were like part of that. And it was wild. It's crazy.
So Las Vegas, they have like this new, I don't even know what you call it. Is it like
it's a venue.
Event space venue. Yeah,
exactly.
But it's like a big old dome that you see. And the like you can advertise on it. It's like a big ass basketball during NBA preseason. But U2 had a concert in it, and on the inside, it's just like a whole bunch of tiny, like mini panels of screens, and it looked amazing.
Yeah, I've been tracking this because this is very much a world that, like, I've been working in the screens world for a while, but like, yeah, it's insane. It's both the exterior and the interior, and like the content that they've been playing on it is wild. And the U2 concert, they had all sorts of just wild. Can you imagine if you were in there on certain types of drugs, just having a, like, those people, so lucky, so lucky. Even without them, it would feel like you're on them. My God.
I need water the entire time. I would die in that motherfucker. You talking about tripping? I'm rolling, dog.
They're planning on building more. So that one's happening in Vegas. It was $2 billion. Oh. To build that. It was initially budgeted for $1 billion. They went over a whole ass $1 billion in budget. And they're looking at building like two more at least. One in London and then I think one maybe in the Middle East or maybe undisclosed. But they have a mini sphere in LA. It's wild, but it's very cool.
And we have a Ferris wheel. Hmm? We have a Ferris wheel here in Atlanta.
We do have
a Ferris wheel
that you can get a Groupon for.
We're competing, you know.
Oh my God, we have a dirty river you can float down. That's always a fun pastime.
Check the E. coli levels first.
Yeah. You got a lake that's a serial killer.
Yes, literally more dead bodies at the bottom of that. Who knew a lake could be a serial killer? Like, not just somebody at the lake itself.
Jordan Peele, got your next movie. Seriously. But yeah, also I want to do like a new segment. I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay. Let's do a rebrand on the fly. Right now, I love it. Please. Yeah.
What was on Desmond's timeline? Cause that's all I do. Like on my Around the Rooms, I get all my shit from Twitter. So all the things I'm about to tell you, I didn't read it, didn't research it. It was just on the timeline.
Give us Desmond top lines. I believe this should be a forever segment.
Okay, Erica Jayne is rumored to be getting her own spinoff show separate from The Housewives, and it's going to be centered around her Las Vegas residency.
Interesting.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I say that I'm not interested, but I'll watch it.
Two thumbs up.
Two?
Okay. Yeah, we're watching that.
Okay. I mean, of course we're watching it. That wasn't the question. It was like more... Do you believe it'll succeed? Do you think it'll stand on its own? Do you think she'll stand on her own with her own spinoff?
Well,
is she going to Bethany getting married it?
It's going to be like a limited release, limited series. So, you know, watch it or you don't. She's going to get the bag.
Bravo limited series. Who does them better, HBO or Bravo? I don't know.
Let's see. What else is on my timeline? Oh, the trailers that we just watched. Was that in your show notes for today? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can skip that.
Oh, well, might as well. Let's talk about it.
If those are in your top hits, they're in your top hits.
Well, fuck it. The first one I saw was that the Miami trailer came out like minutes before we started recording today.
It did.
What'd you guys think?
I was into it, but I'm always into the trailers, honestly. Like, everything looks fun.
We saw three trailers today. I ranked out at the bottom of the three.
Sure, bottom of the three. I'm easy to please.
Boring.
Yeah.
Bring MJ. Fuck all that. I want to see Jordan. And I ain't talking about Junior.
Can you imagine?
The thing about the difference, this is what I saw. I watched all three back to back to back. I watched Beverly Hills. And that was filled with scandal, drama. Is Kyla lesbian? We don't know. Like, it was, like, very drama-ridden, and then there were quick quips, right? Like, Sutton had some zingers in there, and then Erica Jayne probably shut somebody down a couple of times, right? It's what we love about Beverly Hills. Potomac, it was like dress-up. It was like Barbie Land. It was like they spent the summer in Barbie Land and decided to bring that, like, very theatrical version to it. And then, like, Miami, I can't tell what's going on. Like, there's just so much chaos. I cannot figure out what's going on. Mm-mm. And I feel like that's going to emanate throughout the rest of the season.
But I agree with you. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Dick. Were you going to say something? For me, Potomac was number one. Out of all we watched, Beverly Hills, Potomac, and this shitty-ass Miami one. Mm-hmm. No disrespect. But Potomac looks good. And one thing I did notice is, you guys remember we talked about like a big old fight that broke out a couple months back in the nightclub?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Centered around with, Potomac. Some of those friends out.
Yeah.
I didn't see that mentioned or any footage of that in this trailer.
I wonder if they got rid of it and they're pretending like it didn't happen.
Mm. Someone's going to court. Well, we did see Mr. Jason from Winter House cooking breakfast up in Giselle's kitchen.
Oh, butt-ass naked cooking breakfast in Giselle's kitchen. Boy, if I wasn't married, I'd say you a lucky son bitch. You outshot your coverage on that one.
That's such a Bravo Mans, though. It's almost, it's a clear Bravo Mans. Where the Lindsay Hubbard and the Carl Bravo Mans of it all got us, we were fooled, we were believed, we were hoodwinked. And here... we are very clearly being set up for a weird crossover between Potomac and Winter House.
My thing is, if you couldn't get a hit in the minor leagues, what makes you think you're going to be successful in the major leagues? He won knocking nothing down in Summer House, and you're now right. You get Giselle?
He had no
what
game.
What the fuck?
He did hook up with Lindsay season one of Winter House and got her pregnant.
Where the fuck is my air horn? What? He busts all up in Lindsay Tits Hubbard?
Yes, yeah. They lost the baby, which is very sad, but yes.
Why didn't you lead with that?
Oh.
I can't make no more jokes.
Yeah, I guess baby, it depends on what you believe in terms of conception of life, but yeah, she lost.
Very, very early on.
Very, very.
But I mean, very, very sad, but.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. But Jason, congrats, my brother. Jeez, I don't know how you did it. I guess Andy did it.
I don't know if it's a
the
fake
script writers did it.
Romance. Well, I don't know if it's like a made-for-TV romance. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, it feels... I believe that they probably hit it off at BravoCon, right? Like, I believe that they are probably, you know, enjoying each other's company. But it feels very Bravo-mancy, you know?
Yeah.
And didn't Andy hook them up? Wasn't that a thing? Or no? Did this naturally come in the wild? We could have seen it. We could have been here. We weren't.
We were not. We were in line.
We were in line or resting our feet because we decided to walk for hours.
Right now, Bravo feels like we're in like an in-between. Like Salt Lake is on, OC is on, Roni is on. But even so, I think that we really need Beverly Hills, Potomac, Miami to come back right now.
We've had some little flashes in the pan. We've had some roundup moments. I know you guys don't watch the boat show, Boats and Hoes, is that what it is? What do you call it?
Yeah, that's definitely Boats and Hoes. What are we talking about? Sailing Dock?
Sailing Dock.
What's it called?
Below Deck.
Yeah.
Below Deck or Below Deck Sailing or Below Deck Down Under or many of the now spinoffs. But most recently on Below Deck Med with Miss Sandy. She is at the helm of that ship. The bosun scandal. Are you guys aware? Is this news?
I'm caught up.
Looks like news to you.
What are we talking about? We're not talking about the sexual assault, are we?
No.
No.
Okay. That was the most recent season of Down Under, but now on the new Below Deck, the bosun like had fake papers.
What you mean? He was illegal?
To be on a boat.
To be a bosun.
Yeah.
He was. He had forged documentation for being able to be a bosun. Basically, I'm assuming you have to take some sort of maritime testing, obviously, because you're like helping to direct a massive sea vessel, and you have to have a certain level of certification. And the official came on board to check, and all he had was photocopies of it, didn't have any of the actual paperwork to present. And they were like, you have 5 days to show us the paperwork, the official paperwork. You need to send it from wherever it is, or you can't do this. No, sorry. And so like they have to stay docked overnight, much to the guest's chagrin, of course. And Captain Sandy, ultimately someone digs into it. They find out that he had, or somebody had, whether he did it or someone tricked him. I don't know what the true story is, but like falsified paperwork. It's totally somebody else's paperwork when they went and like scanned it. She's like, is this your paperwork? She's got it on her phone. And he's like, yeah. Scrolls over at somebody else's face. It's like, yeah.
Damn.
But he clearly was a liar because Captain Sandy would literally be like, is this you? And he'd say, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Like, he was a lying liar who lied, for sure.
Poor baby. He didn't even do it well.
You could see it. It was so obvious. He was like, if that were you and even if you had been scammed, right? Even if you had been scammed and someone had come on the boat and trained you and all these things, you'd be like, I mean, I did the training. Like, you'd be standing in your truth a little bit more. This guy was like, yeah. Well, I mean, there was a boat. Monaco, someone, you know, papers. Here they are.
Sandy was like, get the fuck off this boat.
I respect the hustle. I'm glad he tried, you know.
Below Deck needs a scandal. They're usually scandal-free, to be honest. Like, most of their scandal is... we've had a chef fake being a chef before.
That's true. She literally put chips and cheese in the microwave.
She made a snack that I made when I was 9. For myself, with Tostitos, cheddar cheese, some cold canned corn, and beans. And she was like, hi, I am chef.
All right.
Yeah. The face of the people that received that food had paid.
I just spent thousands.
Tens of thousands on this.
And you served me some shit out of a microwave?
Yeah.
Desmond did better when we gave him Jen's commissary list to make meals out of.
Oh, speaking of my girl Jen. Oh, so I'm not going to tell y'all what was in the message, but me and Coach been talking. Me and Coach been talking, you know, through Jen's account. You know?
What did you send her?
You ain't got to worry about that. We've been going back and forth, so.
I was shocked when you sent us a screenshot of like Jen Shaw like this. I was like, how? What?
Just saying.
You get internets. I guess she probably has privileges. It's Jen. She's going to find privileges. She's going to find grand privileges.
I don't
think
she has social media over there.
You don't get social media in prison.
Yeah. Well, yes, actually, didn't What's-His-Face just drop a song?
I'm talking about Tax-Stone?
Who?
Oh, see, I'm getting too black now. Hold on. Let me reel it back in. There was a famous podcaster. He recently got, like, I think 20 or 30 years in jail for shooting and killing somebody. And he still tweets to this day. I follow him on Twitter.
My God.
But, yeah, shout out to Jen. hopefully we can keep the line of communication open till you get home, baby. I'm holding it down for you.
Shaw How's Coach for doing?
Life. Coach is good. You know, season's going well. I'm trying to get them boys in
is
shape.
Is it?
I mean, you know, when you lose sometimes.
Have you been paying attention
to Utah? You win some, you lose some.
Do you think, is he actually coaching right now? Is he active in the game?
I would think so. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard otherwise. like we would be, you know, notified. Right.
I'll ask him next time
no
we talk.
No one told me.
Oh, yeah. His boy. Okay, of course.
No, we cool now. I saw you.
I feel you. I feel you, baby. I do.
Did y'all have a look at these Housewives of New York and their reunion looks?
Oh my gosh.
Another bomb that Desmond dropped in the group chat.
Do I really have to look at these pictures again?
Yeah. I'm curious. I want to know your best dress.
Them shits hurt my eyes, but I guess we could do it again.
They hurt your eyes.
I'm just saying, this might be the worst reunion looks that I've seen since you guys have me watching Bravo, since I started. Best dress is hard. You know you're in trouble when best dress is like that basic ass dress that Trump's reporter's wearing.
Oh, what's her Aaron. Name?
Aaron's the best dress.
She
disagree.
Looks real cute. But I mean,
it's very bat mitzvah to me. It's very okay. like, it's very, it is, it looks like prom or home, not even prom, homecoming. It's very, it looks like homecoming dress to me.
But like the homecoming of like Gen Z, because we used to wear like real full blown.
I had a bubble bottom for one of my homecoming dresses. You remember the bubbles? Yes. Yeah.
Wow. For sure. Yeah. And then your girl, Jenna.
Come on, Shawty. She's in that bitch wearing Wranglers and heels. What are we doing?
She looks great, I wish that she had paired that fantastic blouse tie blazer thing with a slick black pant. The jean feels disrespectful for the occasion, if that was all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Black pant would have been nice.
Black pant would have been nice with that nice sheer top, and like it would have been sexy as hell. Mm-hmm.
Tits open.
The jean, it's giving like early days reunion,
what's
right?
What's it giving, bruv?
Yeah, it's in that it's given really like early days reunion, right? Remember, like Ramona had a very also like bat mitzvah style dress, homecoming style dress that was like short and cute and quaint, but it wasn't reunion. You know, the only one that's giving me reunion is Uba. Like Uba feels like she is dressed for a reunion.
Jessel too.
No,
Psy also.
Jessel looks like she's trying to dress like Psy, but failed to do so.
She looks like, who? You say her name's Jessa?
Jessel.
She looks like she's going to like a Ray. I can't say that. But to me, second best dress is Elle Duncan. Psy. Uba looks like she's going to a wedding. Uba, what are we doing?
There was no theme, and I wonder why.
I wish Uba had done something different with her hair. Like, I think there was just a lot going on. The hair is super tight and back. There's a big diamond choker. There's like this very patterned dress. There's a lot happening. I wish there was had been a little bit more like, I don't know,
a lot of patterns,
softness somewhere where there's a lot of like stuff, you know.
And the other black girl, what's her name?
Bryn.
Yo, she looks like she's dressed for a family portrait.
She in looks, the 19th century.
Yeah, what's going on?
Victorian era, like.
And why?
I don't know. She's like got such a beautiful killer figure, face, everything. Like she, all of her features, lovely. And she looks like an Addams Family, like second cousin, right? Mm-hmm. Remember they had like a normal cousin or whatever?
Yeah.
She's the normal cousin from the Addams Family.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Again, for me, Trumper, L. Duncan, and then if I have to give a third.
L. Duncan? What does that mean?
She's an ESPN reporter.
What?
What does that mean?
She kind of looks like Psy.
Yo, L, come on the show.
Hey, you're Psy local. We're local.
I think Psy is my best dress. I give it to Psy. Psy looks, she just looks L. Duncan.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. My bad.
Who is that? The woman we were just talking about.
In one ear, out the other.
She looks great. I think she looks fierce.
She does. I think that the sleeve being very long is just something that's like too high fashion for my brain. But she does. She looks great.
For me, it's a sleeve. The only reason she didn't get best dress.
Yeah. Like,
where's your hand? It's just a little, maybe if her hand was out. Yeah. I don't know. But, and you know what? I feel like she's getting a bad rep. I'm seeing a lot of hate from her on Twitter.
Why?
People are upset because she is just really, really no bullshit. And I kind of think that she just doesn't like Jessel.
Which is fine. People cannot like people.
Yeah, and I think that she says one thing to Jessel, and then she literally looks Jessel in the face and says, I don't care.
Yeah.
And so people are upset with her about it. But she just doesn't like her, and that's fine.
She's not giving her much reason to like her, if we're being honest. Like, Psy has had a hard upbringing. She's like faced, I think, a lot in her life. And not to say that Jessel also hasn't, but like the way she continues to talk about herself, it's like, all right, well, calm down.
Read the room. Read every room you walk into.
Yeah. It's just a little too much. And then read the room. And well, here I am probably sitting here talking like that. And I was about to complain about this woman being 40 minutes late. And I just should just stop myself as I speak. Because I am by no means an angel when it comes to time.
LP is like anti-punctual.
I was precisely 40 minutes late to this recording session. I have not an ounce or an inch to speak of.
Yeah. I mean, I still have really enjoyed the Roni season, the new cast. Bryn was actually just on Lala's podcast. And that's a crossover I would love to see.
Ooh, I bet they would have some wild times.
Yes, Lala and Bryn.
Yeah,
they were. It was a fun episode to listen to. And Bryn doubled down that Uba's hot sauce is very, very good. So we are gonna need to purchase and try. And she actually talked about how she really liked Jessel, like in real life, but how they had just shot the reunion and their group chat was like on fire. With like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck this.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
I bet Jessel is nice. She just doesn't present well.
In the most recent episode, she and her husband finally have sex after a year and a half.
Did they?
Well, that's what she says. They had a staycation.
Yeah, I bet she had a shirt on. It was real hot.
Oh, my God.
Don't you dare stop Tom Sandoval this. Don't you Sandoval this.
Oh, but I'm kind of impressed. Thanks. Oh, look at him, y'all.
I know. He makes Bravo jokes now. He
makes
now.
Dark Bravo jokes?
I know. What did you say the other day that I was like, men are capable of change.
What were we talking about? Dang.
I think it was we were talking about the reunion looks through text.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you just had a strong opinion about it.
Better, ladies. I'm sorry. I love y'all. Like, I hope this show and this cast sticks around for a while. So, keep trying.
We shall see. Well, before we head into why our next, what is this?
The Reality Reckoning Part 2.
Is there anything that we have missed so far before we jump into like the world's longest interview?
We can talk about the fake Scandoval, but it feels like it's all just not.
Yeah, Southern Charm like is trying, but the whole Austin's being a douchebag, taking Taylor down with
him. Surprise.
Exactly. So like, it's fine.
You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
Nope.
That's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right. You're not missing much. It's just. boys being dumb and girls being dumb too.
Yeah.
Which I can understand. I get it.
It happens. All right, well, let us take a very quick break and we will come back for
The Reality Reckoning Part 2.
Oh, it's France now.
Part 2. Bruv.
Are you ready, team?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Boom, boom.
Welcome back. It's officially tea time. What are we sipping on?
Oh. Reality Reckoning Part 2.
So many noises. Oh. We have a soundboard and we still make our own now. Look at us.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't like mine. Mine made me feel uncomfortable both doing and probably having to hear it.
I'm glad that you felt as uncomfortable.
Slurping.
Oh my gosh. Well, we were back with... Somehow, we're back with Bethany, who, like, refused. She wants to stay far away from Bravo, yet she keeps inserting herself in Bravo drama and news. So we had a very, very, very long two-part interview with our girl, NeNe Leakes.
Lanithia.
Oh, my bad. Lanithia Leakes.
I didn't know that was her name. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why her lounge is called Lanithia's Lounge.
Okay. Yeah. I like NeNe.
What'd you think?
Too boring. Boring, boring, boring. I'm going to cut straight to it.
The whole thing?
Too much.
It was too much.
Yeah, I agree. 1,000.
Two hours for what? Like, I didn't know Bethany was the girl to go to like tell your whole life history.
Part one was a biography of NeNe. It was like a biography.
Tell me about your birth.
Literally.
And then your after the birth moment.
Yeah.
And then your element. Like, what is your parent? Yeah. That's what she led with is. She thinks she's some Barbara Walters sort of, like, interviewer. And it is not. 13 seconds in. Hi, NeNe. Welcome. So glad to have you here. Tell us about your childhood traumas. Start there. Like, work
Where'd
backwards.
Where'd you come from?
Yeah. I mean, it was just.
She's aggressive. She's like aggressive for no reason. Bethany, she's like, she seems chill.
Yeah, I don't think she can.
But the only thing I really took from part one, I didn't know, or maybe I did, because you guys saw me a lot and I just forget. NeNe used to strip at Cheetah.
Yes.
What?
And make good money, apparently.
Yes. That was a brief part of NeNe's storyline. I believe season one.
What?
I think season one, season two.
Early,
They dive into her backstory, right? And they go visit someone in Athens, an aunt maybe.
It was a few seasons in, yeah.
Yeah, they go visit someone in Athens and we start to learn about NeNe's backstory, which includes some time on the pole. And they don't give a name, actually, now that they think about it. I don't think they said that she... Maybe they did. I don't think they said the cheetah in that one, but then in subsequent moments, definitely, like, I don't know if it was Candy being, like, cheekily talking about the cheetah and looking at NeNe. And then,
I find that so interesting. Like, I can believe any woman can strip, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
Good for her.
For a while.
And
those bills.
Yeah, shout out to Areolas and Lips making a comeback on Bethany's podcast. Right? Are you kidding me?
Exactly. She was like, and in Atlanta, we have full nudes. So, yeah, I am the proper type of stripper, y'all. The full stripper. The all-stripped stripper.
At least Bethany knew Roa to conduct this interview.
Kind of-ish, right? She knew more because... NeNe's a bigger star, right?
But so she watched Roa when NeNe was on it. And she mentioned things that, like, a fan would know.
I still feel like she wasn't, like, researched enough, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That was one of my initial reactions when I listened to it. I was like, all of this information is so easily available to you. And you have to ask the question like, we're all dumb, right? Like, ask something slightly more interesting or probing or something like that carries the conversation more. Like, I don't know. It just, again, felt lazy. Like, lazy journalism.
Well, she's not a journalist. That's pretty obvious. But she doesn't have to be. Like, she just is, she has like this wildly, you know, huge listenership, and she's riding this reality reckoning wave, and Nene needs somebody to give her a voice, because like Nene said on the episode, she feels like she's been kind of blackballed.
I support the reality reckoning to a degree. Honestly, like I see no problem with it. I say march forward, right? If this is your fight, fight your fight. If you feel like people are being taken advantage of in terms of the amount of money that they are being paid, how they are being treated or not treated on camera, if they're being forced into boozing super hard for ratings and to like incite some of the fights and violence, like if that's what's happening and you feel like that's wrong, sure, go ahead. But you know, so I see no problem with the reality reckoning, to be honest.
I was reading an article, and I think she mentioned in her podcast too, about NBC Universal now looking to change or strengthen their workplace guidelines in regards to alcohol and things of that nature. So it could have worked.
She's got a history of it. I think it was like that was something she was credited for with Roni, was in season 2 or 3 pushing to fight for better pay, because they realized that they were riding this early crest of a wave when it came to the Real Housewives phenomenon, because they were like franchise number 2, right? They were like 2 seasons in for OC, and they were the next season, and season 1 of theirs took off like a rocket ship. And they recognized in subsequent early seasons, like, we deserve more. And Bethany fought for it then, and she's fighting for it now. Do I always love her approach? No. I watched this phenomenal Instagram mockery video of Bethany Frankel, where it was like Bethany Frankel eating a carved out bagel with cottage cheese. Because, like, I don't, do you follow Bethany?
I do, and sometimes I see her lives where she's literally just, like, noshing on
camera. Noshing on food. You are in her mouth while she's eating the food. She's holding the phone so close to her face while she's, like, just spread it on, and, like, there's, like, food practically dribbling out of her mouth. It's a little intense. It's intrusive. There are some moments where I just disagree with her approach, but if it works and it gets people fair pay, fair conditions, like, run forth. But I have paid attention to one of her makeup reviews. It was a concealer. She basically was like, because I've been looking for concealer because I'm, you know, grown older, and sometimes you got dark circles you want to cover. And it's the Maybelline one that she was like, you pay $9 and it is like as good as the rest of any expensive ass concealer that you would get out there. And you know what? It's a great concealer. So I give it to her for doing the work to help me know what I can do to cover up some of these wrinkles and dark circles.
Okay. Well, there was a video that went viral not too long ago where she was going to her local, like, TJ Maxx or Target.
Oh, yeah. Don't I know this drama.
And she was giving away her open free makeup to a cashier.
Yeah.
She's
a nut. Like, I don't want it. Yeah, no, thank you.
Do you guys think that it is helpful for Nene to be telling her story on Bethany's podcast?
Helpful? Yeah, because what I took away from this is that she wants back in.
That Nene does?
Yeah, she wants back on Bravo.
Because she definitely has never said, like, no, absolutely not, the way that Bethany kind of has.
Well, when Bethany straight up asked her, like, hey, what do you want? And her only answer was, I just want to be treated fairly. She doesn't have, like, a larger, grandiose plan the way Bethany does. She just wants to be back on Bravo and get whatever she's asking for.
Relevancy. They all want relevancy.
And Nene has good points. She's like, I am an entertainer. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, you are.
These women brought in big money, right?
Okay, like, when we say entertainer.
This is like the NCAA argument, okay, if we're going to revert it to sports. It's the NCAA argument about because other people make money off of your back, should you also be carved into that success?
That part I get. When she was talking about how these different shows get sold off and played in different countries, they should get a cut of that. I agree. But when she said, hey, I'm an entertainer, come on now.
But she is. What do you think we do? Are you chalking up all of this to research? No, it's for entertainment, too.
All right, I'll go with it.
He's like, I'm not fighting. It's I'll fine. Go with it.
Yeah, she's an entertainer.
She is entertainment.
But when she said, why am I not working? I can see her being blackballed. Yeah. I don't know shit about shit. But I know, if you get a stereotype of being difficult to work with and a black woman, that stereotype goes far. So I'm sure, once whatever happened with her and Andy and NBC, I'm sure it has something to do with her not being on somebody's TV right now.
There's that. And I do believe, show me a true success story out of Bravo, right? In the end, as much as Bethany has, in a way that has, sorry, a true success story out of Bravo that has gone outside of the Bravo sphere, right? Bethany has made big money on her corporate deals and stuff. But anytime she's tried to go into the entertainment side, she had one season of The Bethany Show, right? Anything that other show where it was her version of The Apprentice, also one season. NeNe went out and did some stuff.
She did more than I would argue.
She was on Glee.
The Glee, exactly. The Glee. She was on.
Yeah.
She was, that's exactly.
I mean, out of all the housewives.
And on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she has to be being blackballed. I mean, and Bethany actually made a good point. She was like, yeah, maybe you're not difficult to work with, but you're litigious and that's scary to people.
Yeah.
Because Bethany even said that she was trying to do some projects with NeNe.
Well, are we all supposed to be squeaky clean? Of course, we've all made mistakes. Let us live. Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch an Ebony and Ivory show. Are you fucking kidding?
That's essentially.
And why was that her go-to name for it?
Oh, I missed that. Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's how she pitched the show, is Ebony and Ivory.
Ooh, Bethany said
that? Yeah. Ooh. Y'all didn't catch that?
I did not. No. I must have been.
Says the two girls that used to sing Ebony and Ivory.
I'm not surprised. My wife grew up in.
In college.
Oh, she grew up here in Georgia, where, you know. I'm not going to say too much. I won't sleep on the couch tonight, but it was just boring. Did you guys hear NeNe snitching on Vicky for no fucking reason?
Yes, I did. I liked that, actually.
Why is she snitching?
Because it's not fair.
It wasn't out in the open, so you're just going to throw her name into the mix for no reason?
She gave she had to give an example of how Bravo is treating her is much different than how they treat other people who aren't black women.
She has a point.
Yeah.
But she's snitching too.
Okay.
I saw nothing wrong with what NeNe said. I thought NeNe carried herself very well. She spoke honestly and truthfully and from spoke from her truth. I saw nothing wrong with what NeNe. I was more annoyed with Bethany than I was. Bethany's approach, her ability to interview people, it was just very grating. And I thought NeNe came from a very almost regal place. It felt just she spoke how she saw it. She didn't aim to put anyone down, but she spoke truthfully.
Bethany was very leading in this interview. You could tell she had an agenda. One part that stood out to me was when they were talking about alcohol on set. And NeNe was like, nobody told me to drink alcohol. I like alcohol. And Bethany was like, but you did drink more during the season, didn't you? She didn't say that.
And she would ask things multiple times, and NeNe would just keep answering the same way. I don't know. I'm not saying that right now or whatever.
We're not on the same crusade here. You want to burn down the house. I'm trying to live in the house.
Yes. That's a very good way of putting it. That's a very good way of putting it. Do you think Andy, who do you think Andy talks to first? Because, right, none of them are in conversation, I'm sure. But who do you think gets the first text message, phone call, or even bouquet of flowers between those two?
The vanilla one.
Yeah, Bethany. NeNe's not getting anything. She had said that Andy hasn't even spoken to her since she filed that complaint or tried
to talk
with. But
they're both litigious.
Who?
Bethany and, if that's the problem, they're both being litigious.
But Bethany's not suing Bravo, right?
That's what I just found out. She did an IG post saying she's not suing and she hasn't hired any lawyers, which I thought was against the headlines we read a couple episodes ago. But
so who is she pressing for like the reality TV star union.
So she basically was like, this is fake. It's all news. This is all hype. And I'm not actually doing anything. Is that what she just said?
Well, she put out a whole IG post. I'm not reading it, but I'll give you the last paragraph. She said, I've not hired lawyers, nor am I suing. Facts misrepresented by the press. I've directed wrong talent and production members to legal representation, and I'm fighting for systemic change in a damaged institution. The reality reckoning is true and real. I'll lead by example. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you have to sue to, I don't know. We live in a right to work state, so like, I don't know. Yeah.
So basically what she's saying is anyone who comes to her, she's directing them to legal counsel. So it sounds like she's facilitating the lawsuit without wanting to be in it.
Okay.
That makes sense, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's how she would move. And Nene, this is what's annoying.
Like Aaron Brockovich in mind, and it just doesn't really line up, you know? Like, that's how I view class action lawsuits is through the lens of Aaron Brockovich.
Did anyone else get a kick out of when they were talking about how much they made per episode? I thought that was funny.
And Bethany wouldn't say.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then he was like, you're the one saying you're the highest paid, right? How much were you making? I thought that was funny. I guess it was just me.
Bethany was like, several million.
She was like, is that a big number? You think so? I was like, damn, Nene is so messy. You think that's a big number?
How much did Nene get paid per episode, did she say?
She said more than $1 million. Actually, more than $2 million.
Not per episode.
Oh, per season. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, that's like, what? Remember when that was like the historic level when the Friends folks were like, we want to be paid $1 million an episode. And they were like, we've never seen a deal like it before.
Yeah. Yeah, she would not say. Yeah, but Nene became the interviewer at that point.
I bet you, I don't know who. Based on national statistics, I guess we know who probably got paid more. But like, do you think Nene or? I guess it doesn't matter, but it does.
What's your question?
Who got paid more?
Oh,
Bethany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That last time, yeah. And then to learn that they just kept cutting Nene's episodes like more and more and more. So obviously her check was going to be less and less and less.
That's how they squeeze you out.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that I didn't agree with Nene, like you said, I enjoyed everything she said. I agreed with most of it. But you don't have to shit on someone else to big yourself up. Calling like the current Housewives boring and mediocre just to say that you were the star and you were cool and you were popular. You don't have to do that. Like, we get who you are. We know you are a legend in this Housewives thing, but you don't have to call the current ones boring and mediocre. It's just messy.
What if they are?
Come on now.
This last season wasn't great.
This isn't Dallas.
If it was born
and mediocre to a point where nobody was watching, it'd be like a New York. Let's shake this shit up. Now, I could be wrong come next season.
My hand might be raising a little bit over here. I think we need a total shakeup, but...
We did say that on a previous episode.
Yeah. I would like to see... I don't know. Am I dreaming? I swear to you, I woke up, and this could be... Maybe I'm starting to dream about the Housewives. But I swear that I woke up and read an Instagram post that said... Oh, like total erase of Atlanta. Like we are starting over, New York version of it. And then I never saw mention of it again. So I assumed it was a dream. But like,
obviously it was in my dreams.
I mean, clearly. Well, that's news. That's hot goss. And I never saw it again. And then I was a little bit concerned, like, oh, wow, you are dreaming about these women.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Dreaming of headlines.
But it's also my subconscious firmly believing that we need to just wipe the slate clean and start over there. It's our hometown. We deserve better.
Is Nene currently suing Bravo? Like it's something that's still happening, or she started to before and then pulled it back? Do we know?
I still don't know. This interview didn't leave me any more informed than I was going into it.
I had a little bit of information, but I mean, she talked a lot about this with Carlos King on his interview, so it wasn't like some huge revelation.
Well, as of August 23rd, NeNe Leakes is no longer suing Bravo, Andy Cohen, NBC, U, or any of the production companies behind Real Housewives of Atlanta for discrimination or wrongful termination.
Mm. Right.
So she wants the door open.
Mm-hmm. She was suing Andy Cohen directly.
Oh, damn.
She was suing Bravo, NBC Universal, its parent company, Andy Cohen, and the production companies that were. So she went after everybody in the chain. Everybody.
And you know what bothered me, I think, the most out of all of this? Like, I do think that that was a very bold move, especially because she wants to be in the entertainment business. But the fact that she and the other housewives on her show were feeling the same way, and she was like kind of their mouthpiece because everyone else was afraid to speak up about it, and she got the brunt of everything. Like, that's sad that nobody else would stick up for her, because I mean, obviously they were afraid for their jobs.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Isn't that lesson number one in life?
No. But what if the hand is
also beating you?
Yeah, you know?
You take your beating and your food at the same time. Yeah. Shit. No, well, Tim, oh, go ahead.
No, but that's what they talk about. They talk about how, like, competition is rife, and that's part of what they try to breed, is basically that it is kill or be killed in that environment. And unless you show up with the storyline, the gossip, the juice, the whatever it is, like, someone, if you're not the one out there attacking, if you're not always on the offensive, somebody will be for you.
Well, she said that they wanted her to go after Candy on that last season when she would have come back, and she was like, no, I don't have any reason to do that.
You guys ever heard the term, there are no friends in business?
Yeah, it's show business, not show friends.
Mm. Oh.
What? Yeah. That's we tough. Say this at work.
That's tough.
It's literally, it is show business. It is not show friends. You're the tough part about show business or whatever is that you're selling your personality, right? Especially in reality television. You're selling what is, whether it's reality or it's a version of your reality, you are selling yourself. That's the product. And so, like, part of that is becoming emotionally attached to other people within that sphere. And, like, that's confusing. And I think, like, what people tend to forget when they fall into this business or any show business is that because so much of it is based on who you are, how you operate in the, like, world, it becomes more personal. But in the end of the day, like, you are still a person that has a dollar value attached to you. And, like, depending on how liable you are in that, like, that's disposable. So, I don't know. It's tough. I think it's weird just because, like, it's show business. You are, I don't know, your personality and who you are has literally a monetary value to it.
What do you think is next for NeNe?
Yeah, I jumped down that weird hole.
I mean, now that we are there, though, I mean, do you think that she thinks the doors could open back up? Do we think the door could open back up?
NeNe's going to start a podcast just like all these other little girls.
I think she's going to find a different avenue, and I hope she does, right? Like, she deserves to find it independent of this, because what she's right, she is a talent. Like, she's shown that she can do something on her own, even if she got there because of Housewives. I don't know. I hope she finds an avenue outside of it. Fuck them. Fuck them. Do your own thing.
It seems like every time she has tried to, she has said, like, things will be going in the right direction, and then all of a sudden, a door closes.
But she didn't give any answer to that. Like, obviously, she was alluding to being blackballed and possibly Bravo, Andy, or NBC having something to do with it. But, like, she said, I even tried to start a podcast, and all of a sudden, the talks went dead. Girl, how? Go to Best Buy, get you a fucking microphone, yeah. Get you a little board like we did, and talk some shit. Like, what was stopping you then? I don't get it. You're not on Bravo. If it's contract related, it could be. I don't know. I don't see why. Like, what were the talks that stopped you from using your laptop?
There are absolutely people that would talk to NeNe. Yeah. Like, I feel like, right? Yeah. I don't know. But what do I know?
Maybe she's want. I mean, and this is her own problem, but maybe she's wanting, like, some big partnership, you know, like an iHeartRadio situation or
dumber people have podcasts, to be honest.
Look at us.
Badoonch.
Oh, man.
Clap.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I hope this is it. Bethany, please chill. We don't need a reality reckoning part three.
No, my God, they're too long.
Who would be next? Who's not on Bravo anymore?
Who deserves a reckoning?
Maybe, well, I was going to say Denise Richards, but she now shows up on the new Beverly Hills trailer.
What if she does like a twist of all twists and does it with her ex-husband?
That will never happen. Hey. I don't have any money, and I'd put all my money on the fact that that would never happen.
But yeah, I got nothing. Mm. I got nothing. Shout out to Nene. I wouldn't shout out Bethany. She don't need my shout out. Rich ass.
So many ads.
Come on now.
So many. I just kept skipping.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. Well, what are you guys looking forward to? LP, what are you looking forward to it in the Bravo world in the coming weeks?
For the folks of Below Deck to get a little extra support. They've been running thin.
I have nothing. Shout out to Nene for saying Vanilla Girls this past episode. I thought that shit was hilarious. Yeah. Hopefully we get to see her soon.
Maybe if she still had Lanethia's Lounge, then we could go visit her.
And girl, you can borrow one of our mics if you want.
Pull up at the crib. Yeah.
We have a few listeners that would be very interested in hearing from you.
I'll produce you.
For free.
I mean, you gotta do a little something. You used to work at Cheetah. Yeah. You gotta do a little something.
Man's got talent. Let him sell it.
Okay, thanks for listening.